Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Rancho Marietta Community Service District regular security meeting, October 6, 10 a.m. Call the meeting to order. Item number two, consider that the result of COVID-19 emergency and in-person meetings would be imminent risk to health and safety in attendance. I still want to move forward with this teleconference pursuit to government code. Item number three, public comments. Amelia, do you have any hands or hand raised?
My hand's raised.
All right, thank you. Moving on to item number monthly updates. We'll start with operations, please.
Good morning, thank you. We'll start with our personnel. We currently have 8 time security officers, our gate officers and security officers, 4 are on patrol. We have 2 part-time positions open. However, we do have 1 applicant in the process for a part-time gate officer position at this time. We're still utilizing 2 ABA contract security officers to help us fill in for vacation, sick leaves, that those type of things. Patrol not covered. Year 2022, so far we're at 360 hours. This is largely due to COVID and no overtime allowed to fill in the patrol shifts. Moving on to the safety center repair. Amelia or Tom, did you want to talk about that, or do you want me to go into that? What we just found out. Anybody?
Amelia, are you there?
I am.
Do you have an update on the safety center contract?
I have an update that we're running into some hiccups with the gentleman, the contractor, and the contract. So we're working through that right now. We're talking about alternatives, and we are figuring out what we're going to do because it's going to get done.
So,
thank you.
It's a long time, this project, this little project. It's just indicative of the construction industry today. So keep at it. Keep working on it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm a dog with a bone on this one now, Tom.
Appreciate it.
Some of the operation issues that we keep having calls generated about the cope sheep, the goat and sheep issues. As far as yesterday, we had a breach again in their fencing area. We had our MAPE staff had to go out there and try to herd them. Again, this is something we're trying to work hand in hand with them to find out where they're at daily. And we talked to Tom yesterday, and maybe we can have a debrief after they're done and have future ways to prevent the amount of calls that are generated and some of the issues generated from the goat and sheep herders.
Kelly, if I can for a second, when you said a breach, was that the goats and sheep made a run for it, or yep. somebody took the fence down?
No, it sounds like I heard that yesterday they went out there and their the enclosure that they made wasn't good enough and they were escaping. And it sounds like the electrified fence wasn't there. So some of the things we're thinking of for next time, maybe they can have a camera system out there, kind of like a bling camera system, or people out or their personnel out there more part of the day. But yeah, we get calls all the time when we're going out there. There's nothing we can do. We try to call the head guy and sometimes for
success. No, understand. So if you would do a favor, just keep track separate for the types of calls, everything related to this process. And I think in the after action report, we'll just kind of look at those things, and even to the point of where we had residents, kids, whatever they are, that, you know, went to mess with the animals. And we just kind of sit down with staff and as we get ready for next year, some right. lessons learned. So, okay, thank you. Continue on.
Growing pains with that, and we can definitely help out in the after action report for next time. In addition to our operations, we're down to 1.5 vehicles, and we are looking to obtain another Toyota truck to add to our fleet. We've obtained 3 estimates, and Amelia is doing the final touches with that procedure to get another
vehicle. So my question, and it might be more towards Tom or Amelia, if we're looking at getting another vehicle, I would probably say, let's start that process because it takes a while, but let's have a mandatory trade-in so that they have to take our vehicles so we're not stuck with them. And then my question to Tom would be, are we able to donate these vehicles like to the burn center or some other nonprofit just to move them off of our insurance roll and all that stuff? So I don't need an answer now, just something to keep in mind. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
And moving on, we did have a complaint of one of our gate officers. And basically the complainant said that our officer was sleeping at night and not awake. We were able to verify with our camera system and recordings to see that that was not in case that was not true. So I don't know if that went out to social media or not, but yes, on the date in question, we looked this officer before the date, after the date, and the date in question and our camera system, everything is recorded at the gates on video and audio, and we can hear their phone calls. So in this case, that was simply not true.
Do we know who the person was that made the accusation?
Yes.
Then either the GM signs the letter or I will sign the letter regarding the fact-finding process that took place. We send that out to that individual and close this incident.
Very good.
Understood. Thank you.
Moving into Rancho Murrieta Association tab. We spoke with the general manager, I did in the month of September, a couple times over the barcodes versus permanent guest lists. One of the things he's looking to doing is general manager, Kevin at RMA, is he'd like to have our systems merge where our ABDI system is merged with their system where they can see everything that we have and we can see everything they have. And Tom has sent a letter to ABDI authorizing me to go forward with that process. And that would probably help streamline both entities as far as removing barcodes, looking at people. It's kind of like our camera system. We have RMA cameras, we have our cameras. It'd probably be better if we have one system where we can kind of share it and make things working with the RMA a little smoother. Tom, do you have anything else on that or is that good enough?
No, I did get a response from ABDI. They sent me a spreadsheet that has everybody in our system. And so I'm going to share that because it's the same people. I'm going to share that with Kevin. And maybe he has the data analytics available for somebody to compare the two spreadsheets. Or maybe we both will just sit down and talk about it. So that's an ongoing thing. We're just trying to clean up some systems so we don't have lingering barcodes out there with people still able to access that really shouldn't be accessing with their barcode anymore. So
right. So the answer is yes to all of it, Kelly and Tom. Offline, we'll need to sit down and talk about the backstory of this. This was a request made by CSD to this GM over a year plus ago, and it was not moved on. So I don't know why all of a sudden it's being moved on, but let's move forward with it, and then the three of us will talk offline for the backstory.
Okay.
Thank you.
Another big issue with the RMA this week or this last month was the dog off leash campaign. They worked with our staff, CSD staff security. They went out to Stonehouse Park and a couple of other places around the lake, and they did a warning campaign, if you will, with the compliance officers and our people. And they basically warned everybody, hey, we're going to be citing for your dog off leash. And they did that for a day, I think maybe 2 days. And then from that point forward, they've had a zero tolerance with dogs off leash at the parks. And we've been aggressively citing for those violations. And that we're working right along with RMA with that program of dogs off leash, because I think they had two instances of dog bites last month. And so they're taking more of an aggressive stance, and we're supporting them with that.
Perfect. And that's what I was going to ask you, Kelly, if we've had any dog attack or dog bite incidents. So that would make sense for us to be proactive in this. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. The other issue we talked about is the golf carts. Again, we're getting a lot of complaints about golf carts not stopping at stop signs, speeding in areas they shouldn't be speeding. We talked about the enforcement because a lot of times we try to enforce stop sign violations and whatnot. A lot of their golf carts don't have those stickers that they started, that they, that RMA started to put out on most, on all the golf carts. So we have, sometimes you have them, sometimes you don't. There's not necessarily a barcode with them. So we're trying to work with them to find out, well, how do we cite these golf carts that do this stuff, and we can't pull them over. So we're trying to figure out a way to fill that gap, so to speak. So that's ongoing as well.
So I would think two things, Kelly. As you know, I've asked as a CSD board member to have barcodes. When I was on the RMA board, I asked to have barcodes on golf carts. It's the only real efficient way, if you will,
right,
of tracking them. If they're going to do a dog on leash campaign for two dog bites, but they keep coming back to us about golf carts and stop signs and, you know, young kids driving, we're back to that. When were they going to do the educational campaign? So we're kind of running in circles here. I would tell you to keep with it. Maybe we just kind of escalate it to the board presidents and have some dialogue. So I'm just making notes that I'm going to bring that educational campaign back up. And again, if they had barcodes, we could trace it back to time and date when they're coming through the gates. So
okay. You really see it at the gate, especially the North Gate with the kids. You can tell they're 14, 15, and they'll use the barcode. And if they had a bar, we could do better follow up if we had barcodes, we had a better system.
Right. And so at the end of the day, our requests or wants or needs have not been received for whatever reason as successfully as I wanted. So continue beating your head against the wall. But I think we take a different political avenue. And I just made notes that I'll just try a different avenue for us to be successful. So thank you.
Very much. Okay. The Equestrian Center had a big 2-week event with a horse, I'm gonna call it a show, horse events. And we did a lot of extra walking patrol to make sure we had high visibility for the Equestrian Center during this horse event. I have met, just getting a little bit ahead for the month of October. I have also met with the village. The village specifically, the manager there, and they're very happy with our extra patrol. And in fact, they're very impressed with our meeting that Tom and I went to. I think we're going to be invited back in December for the next meeting. Their residents were not informed about a lot of things that Tom and I addressed with them. So it sounds like they're just thirsty for a little bit more information, and that seemed to be a winner. So we may be invited back to the village in December.
Excellent. Kelly, thank you for that. Great work. Thank you.
And moving on to our next slide. There's our enforcement numbers. As you can see, the stop signs for CSD is really taken off. We have 32. Again, this is a direct result working with RMA and hearing what the complaints are from the community. And again, we get hit all the time that people are running stop signs left and right. So you can see we've taken that up. Hard, and our numbers have increased with those violations. And moving on, no questions here. And nope, denials, case breakdown. And we'll get to the notes. Here we go. On Tuesday, 9/13/2022 at about 8:30 hours, CSD was conducting patrol in the alley behind the Marietta Business Plaza. CSD security was approached by an Ace Hardware employee. The employee stated that around 5:30 hours in the morning, he witnessed an unknown male adult back up his black Chevy truck to one of the buildings. The employee witnessed the unknown male adult start to unload some large car parts, which consisted of a car door, a tailgate, and place them against the building. The employee was able to capture photos of the truck and the license plate and items started. The suspect saw he was being watched, put the items back in his trucks, and drove away without incident. CSD staff conducted a follow-up visitation with the RM North resident. and advised him that illegal dumping was against the law and sheriff's department would be noticed next time. And I'm going to put out a little that a voice to our staff for doing this follow-up, even though he reversed his actions. It was still important to approach this person in the north and let him know that behavior wasn't appreciated. I met with the owner of Ace Hardware, who was also very appreciative that we took that extra step to confront him about his illegal dumping. So,
Kelly, and you and I've had this conversation, and this is a perfect example of the professionalism and the expectations you're bringing to staff. And again, with this, this is a good example of, again, I'm asking for behavioral modifications from the residents, right? And so if it's a lesson learned from this individual, outstanding. Now, my question would be, would we just do anything in written follow-up to this resident? And if we need to put just something in file, there it is. So I'll leave that up to you. But at the end of the day, this is really the level of professionalism and consistency that the community's been hungry for. So thank you.
Thank you. Good job to our people, Mel, specifically for doing that for us. Okay, on Wednesday, 9/21/2022, at around 07:28 hours, CSD dispatch was contacted by the postmaster concerning a theft and vandalism to one of the post office vehicles. CSD patrol arrived at the scene of the reported incident around 7:40 hours. CSD patrol observed a fuel leak from underneath a van. The evidence suggested that a suspect drilled a hole in the bottom of the fuel tank. It appeared the incident occurred between 0700 hours and 0200 hours because CSD patrol conducted a check earlier between 6:16 hours and 6:18 hours. The sheriff's department was notified and a report was taken, and an unknown amount of loss at this time. On Thursday, 9/22/2022.
I'm sorry, Kelly. Is that not a federal issue because it's federal property?
Right. They notified the sheriff's department. They have inspectors that they notified as well. So they notified both. Okay. Seems like a staff issue. They don't have the inspectors. The postal police actually has a uniform patrol police, and you just don't see them out here. It's just not as big.
If we're not seeing the Sacramento County sheriffs in uniform, I don't. Maybe they have the postal undercover folks, and we just don't see them. Continue on.
Moving on Thursday, 9/22 at 2020 hours at 1509 hours, CSD security was dispatched to a residence on Medela Circle to conduct a welfare check. Upon arrival, the CSD officer noticed a strong odor emerging from the residence and a large number of insects inside the location. CSD dispatched and notified the sheriff's department and the fire department to respond to assist with the investigation. Metro Fire Unit 59 arrived and made entry into the location to discover a deceased individual. The Sacramento County Coroner's Office responded and completed the investigation. And I think that's all I have for the month of September. I have two new issues that have come up that maybe, Tim, you might want to hear about. We had a theft of a motorcycle, small motorcycle this morning at the Marietta Inn about 5 o'clock this morning. It is on video. The CHP is en route as we speak to take a report, and we have it on video camera. So hopefully we'll get a license plate and be able to give that to the CHP when they arrive. So good news with that.
Perfect.
The other thing that's big in the community I talked about is a 290 registrant that's living at his RV and he's been seen at different locations. I just got off the phone this morning with his parole probation officer, and we are working to put all the facts of the case together because there's a lot of information on social media. There's a lot of stories. There's some reports with the sheriff. So we're putting it all together for him so he can actually make a case. But that's been really big in the community, and I'm getting a lot of phone calls about the 290 registrant living in a RV.
And would you, for us people that on the fire side go by clear text, a 290 is a what?
I'm sorry, sex registrant.
Perfect. Okay. Nope. Very good. Continue on
social media. So I just wanted to address those two issues because we're getting a lot of calls about them this morning, and we are working with the sheriff's department and with his probation officer, and we are aware of everything that's out there in the community, and we're right in touch with the right people that are handling it. And that's all I have to say.
Excellent. Thank you. Uh-huh. Then that concludes item number four. Moving on to five, review of ordinance 0.
Tim, you're cutting out. I think that you're ready for us to review the ordinance 2022-06, adding chapter 9 to district code.
Yes.
And fines.
Yes, I'm sorry. And so I don't know if it sits with you, Amelia, or Tom.
Well, this was a request recently to have the attorney put together a new ordinance to deal with citations and given us a bit more power to issue fines for people who don't want to get with the program. And so there's a real brief memo. And then if you could scroll down to the beginning of the ordinance, Amelia. And it basically it's a new ordinance for the district. And it basically gives us the ability to start on an increasing scale basis to issue fines and to collect funds for those fines. If people aren't going to listen to the rules and follow the rules after we've told them multiple times. And so this came from Dick Shanahan. We've made very little edits to it or from our attorney's office. And if there's any questions, we'll answer them. But basically, we start off at $100. We start off with a notice that somebody's committed a violation. And over time, it increases up to $500 for repeat offenders. To begin with, it's a warning. And after that, we start leveling up the fines.
Okay. And I saw that. I don't have a problem with the fine amount. I would assume, like any other district code, that let me clarify. In a normal fiscal cycle, where you don't have the Prop 218 petitioners not allow us to have a rate increase, this would be again one of those that would just be on the budget cycle if we wanted to raise the fines or the increments, we can just do it annually at the budget process time, correct?
That is correct. In most cases, okay. Annually with the budget, we would review the fee schedule. And, you know, normally if you want to increase the fee, you have to identify your cost. You have to do cost studies and so on and so forth. So it's very common during the budget process. That's when fees would get increased or decreased or remain the same.
Okay. And when I read through it, because it's an ordinance, we have to go through that process. So if we can get the first reading October 2nd, November, would it be a January 1 that we're looking for a date for this to start?
Yes. Once we get it approved, it would become effective. It could become effective as early as January 1. Yes.
Okay, perfect. I think that was the only questions I had.
I'll have to change that in the language because in theory, we could have it start 30 days after the November meeting, but I can change it here in the ordinance, Tim, if you want it to say.
No, I'm Amelia, how you have it is fine. I was just trying to go through the process. And so don't change it.
Okay, mid-December is when it would go into effect.
Yeah. Perfect. Then I'm fine with that. What we would have to do is just a little educational campaign out to the community, just to let them know that we're serious about certain things and processes. So that's fine. Otherwise, I thought it was a good document. So I don't have any questions. I would just say, and I guess this is back to both Tom and Amelia, let's put it on the regular board meeting for this month as an agendized item for the first reading.
I understand. I'll do that.
Thank you. Item number six, review security department surveillance camera strategy. And then Tom, I'll have just a little comment to you. I was at the RMA budget meeting last night and there was some dialogue with their trailers that they're going to either purchase or lease But I'll let you go first, please.
Sorry, I was muted. As we discussed before, we're looking to initiate new cameras over at the gardens and then at the tennis by the Alameda lift station and by the Yellow Bridge. And to begin with, we're looking at placing two camera setups near the gardens. And we're looking at another vendor right now because our current vendor is a little reluctant or very reluctant to sign off on security agreements that he maintains a pretty high level of cybersecurity intact in his operations. And it's just not something that's in his business plan. And so we're looking at a new vendor to come in and start taking on the management of our surveillance camera system. And to begin with, to install a couple systems over there by across the street from the Circle K at one entrance to the village, to the gardens. And I believe it's Sobon, which is on the west side of the gardens area, and two cameras there. We should be able to collect any sort of traffic in coming into the gardens area, because both those roads will be monitored, and there's two roads you can get into the gardens from, and we'll have cameras at the beginning each of those roads. And we're expecting them to work better than what we currently have because they're via more modern camera array, but it's just kind of dragging because of the supply chain, the same thing that everybody's dealing with right now. So hopefully I have some action on that in the next couple of weeks.
Okay, very good. So the conversation at the RMA budget board meeting last night, other than the RMA board member saying that we're tight wads over at CSD, in jest, I assume, and it was, but they're looking at purchasing the portable trailer cameras that automatically do the citations because all the information would be put into the system. So I think that's the tie-in to the ABDI process, because one of the features of this camera system that they're looking at is the information is automatically sent to the resident without having, in this case, RMA staff have to generate the citation. So I think that's kind of where it's coming. I made the pitch again that all of security cameras, the surveillance, the expectations should all be under one house type of thing. And so the board members understood that. So again, we're having to take baby steps at this, but I think that's the reason they're trying to move now on the ABDI system, is to have it integrated with the trailer and or trailers they're looking to purchase. And that'll be some discussion once they land on numbers. Do we have any funds out of the security fund to assist them in potentially purchasing trailers that would then free up our staff time, like it would free up RMA staff time to do other patrol or focused enforcement. So that's kind of the backstory on that.
Well, we have an agreement with the RMA on what we do with security patrol and security gates, mostly patrol with the stop sign enforcement and the parking enforcement. Maybe it's time to take a look at that agreement if this is going to go in that direction and they're going to start automating some of those features. That would be a good opportunity to dust off that old agreement and modernize it.
Yes, I agree. And I think especially with Measure R and not hearing any pushback, organized pushback on it. Matter of fact, I've heard nothing but positive things. That'll be, once security is finally funded, we'll be able to move forward, if you will, and be able to kind of get that long-term solution that's been hanging out there once we get Measure R behind us. So perfect.
I'm good with that.
Okay. We talked about item number 7. I don't know if it's the ever not ending project that we'll get to, but we have that update. Moving on to item number 8, Measure R Security Special Partial Tax Measure Update.
This is just, I keep putting it in the agendas because I want to have the opportunity for there to be open dialogue for educational and informational outreach. And if there's anybody who has any questions, we'd like to answer them, and answering them in public is always better than answering them on any other format. I see there's a couple of members of the public on the call. So that's just it. It's nothing more than, anybody have a question? If not, we can move on. Amelia, do you see any hands up?
Amelia, yeah, do you have any hands or anything?
I don't have any hands raised.
Okay.
Okay. I will tell you, I have residents that have set up phone calls for me to talk to people. They've set up setting up a time to meet with me, so that either groups and or individuals. So my exposure, and I don't know about other board members, but again, it's been one of an educational campaign. I know there's something in the River Valley Times talking about Measure R. So again, I think we're getting that information out there to folks. And again, at the end of the day, like anything else, please be active and please vote. Just do your civic duty, and I'll leave it at that. Moving on to item 9, any comments, suggestions from staff?
I have nothing.
Okay. the only comment I have, I just want to make sure I heard Kelly correct. At the horse arena, we walked around. We didn't do mounted patrol or anything like that. Just joking, right. Kelly. I know we didn't. With that, I think the reporting that Kelly did and what staff is able to accomplish is where the threshold of expectations for the community with our security department is. And again, we've had these conversations. We just want to be safe, competent, consistent, and courteous. And we're getting there, in a large part due to Kelly bringing the professionalism. And I anticipate it continuing well after Measure R, and we get a full system in place that can really support the community as it goes to security. So with that, Amelia, I'll give anybody any hands, last comments?
No, quiet meeting.
Okay. So with that, I'm going to adjourn the meeting. I want to thank everybody.
All right, thank you.
And then Amelia texts me, and I'll come and sign checks. Thanks, okay. Tom.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.